And welcome back into Game Day, SportsRadio.com. Bogey Wood here with you. It's beautiful this afternoon over here in South Atlanta. And we've got a special guest with us today, Coach Bill McDonald, Director of Sports Medicine at the University of Alabama. Coach, how are you doing?
Doing great, thank you. I'm avoiding the flu, so I'm doing great.
You know, you and I both, I've got this sinus infection. It just seems it's never going to go away. Steroid shots, decongestants, everything. You know, this is just a bad winter for that type of infection. Like, and as we talked earlier off the air, hey, we're just happy we don't have the flu.
Amen.
All right, Coach, let's go back. We'll go back and start your career. You've got a storied career at the University of Alabama. You started out as an undergrad at Alabama. You were a trainer for both basketball and football there. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, give me the background here. You actually played or was a manager for Coach Wimp Sanderson up at Carbon Hill, or both, and ended up coming with him to the University of Alabama when he moved as an assistant. Is that correct?
Well, partially. I did start out with him in 1960 at Carbon Hill High School as a athletic trainer and manager for him for his basketball team. And then, you know, he left after 1 year, came to the university. And then because I was in the eighth grade when I started with him in 1960, I didn't graduate until 1964 from high school, but I had been talking to Coach Jim Goostree, who was the head athletic trainer here at the university, and Coach Sanderson. And because I'd had some previous ankle surgeries, I didn't get to come on full with Coach Goostree, but Coach Riley and Coach Sanderson brought me down so that I could help be a student trainer and manager with basketball, and then I also helped with football when Coach Bryant was here.
All right, Coach, you stayed there. You got your bachelor's and master's from Alabama, leaving about 1968, and then going to Georgia, coming over here to Georgia and coaching high school football for a few years of being a trainer. And then you had opportunity to go to Georgia Tech when Pepper Rodgers came back from UCLA. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, when I went to Georgia Tech, Bill Fulcher was the head coach for football there, and Maxie Bone and Steve Sloan were the defensive and offensive coordinators. So I had 2 years with them before Pepper Rodgers came from UCLA, or I guess, yeah, it was UCLA then, or Kansas. I can't remember. One of the two. I think it was UCLA. But he came, and then I worked with him for 7 years there, and then Bill Curry was hired, and I worked with him 7 years. And when he came over to the University of Alabama, he asked me would I like to come. And since I had graduated from Alabama and my wife had graduated, we decided, yes, we'd like to come back to Alabama. And so that's how that kind of got started.
And, you know, Coach, about your career at Georgia Tech, of course, you had a lot of great players there. Robert Levette, going back to Randy Rhino, you had a lot of great players at that time. And, of course, you played Alabama at periods of time. In 1981, Georgia Tech came over and shocked Alabama at Legion Field 24-21. And that had to be a proud moment for you.
Well, it was in a lot of ways, because someone took a picture of me and Coach Bryant when Coach Bryant was leaning up against the goalpost, and I went up and spoke to him, and he said, "Well, Bill, why did you go to Georgia Tech?" And I said, "Well, Coach, because you didn't hire me at Alabama." And he said, "Well, that's a pretty good reason then, isn't it?" I said, "Yes, sir." Mm-hmm. And I had no, that was before the game. I had no idea that we might possibly win the game, but we did. And then, unfortunately, we had set that as our goal as a team to win the Alabama game, and we lost the rest of them.
Right. Now, you started out with a bang, though.
Yeah, we did. We beat Alabama, and then we lost the rest of the games. But, you know, I enjoyed being at Georgia Tech. I was there 15 years, but I was glad to get the opportunity when Coach Curry came over here to come back to Alabama, because this is where I really, my heart is too. And very fortunate that my son has been at Georgia Tech now 20 years as strength and conditioning coach over there. So he had a lot of ties when I was there as an athletic trainer. So he loved Atlanta, so he stayed over there.
All right, Coach, I want to talk to you about your Alabama experience since you've been there since 1987, 31 years ago. But before I do that, let's talk about that 1985 team. The Yellow Jackets went 9-2-1. Ted Roof, who has coached at Alabama, coached at Auburn, and who you know well, was a captain of that team. And in the Hall of Fame Bowl there in Legion Field in Birmingham, you beat Michigan State 17-14. And some guy named Nick Saban was the defensive coordinator at Michigan State that year. Do you ever remind him of that?
No, because I really didn't even know that at the time. And I have to admit, I really didn't care who was over there on that other side at that time. All I was glad of is that we came over here and being in my home state, that we were able to win that ball game. And I really didn't even know who was over there, to be honest with you.
Right. All right, Coach, as you said, you came back to Alabama in 1987 with Coach Curry. And basically, you know, it was a chance for you to come home. And, of course, Coach Curry was there for a few years and left. But you've been there under the previous six head coaches, from Coach Stallings, DuBose, of course, the short time that Coach Price was there, Coach Shula, and now Coach Saban. And if you look back at your career there at Alabama, and it's nothing that you've told me, it's just what just kind of me looking at knowing you and looking at your career, you've probably been associated with Alabama athletics longer than anyone, including Coach Bryant.
Yeah, well, certainly right now I have been. I guess Finest Gaston has probably been the longest one at the university, but he came about the same year I was. He was a former football manager for Coach Bryant and went into the business part of the university and then transferred over here about the same time, I think, that I came back from Georgia Tech. But, yeah, it's been a very interesting thing. You know, I came back to Alabama because I loved the stability that they had and so forth. And then those first few years, I think we had six or seven different coaching changes. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of a shock to me. I wasn't so shocked that Coach Curry didn't get to stay long. But, you know, and then, of course, when Coach Stallings came back, he probably, like some most of the coaches are now, they like to bring in people, their own people. And but fortunately, he did not have an athletic trainer that wanted to come back or come to Alabama. Mm-hmm. And I was here, and so he put up with me for about 3 years before we really got to know each other and got close to each other before the 1992 championship season.
Coach, that's another thing, the relationships that you've had over the years. Obviously, you've had great players that you've been associated with, going all the way back to those early years of Kerry Goods, Derek Thomas's, those type guys, you know, and on up to the Mark Ingrams, the Derek Henry's, guys that are there now. You know, it's got to be rewarding when you see those young men go on and become productive citizens in society, because a lot of times the fans, all they do is they see those players as football players. They don't see them as people. They don't see the goodness in them. And back when I was coaching, I used to have to explain that a lot to a lot of people. Said, man, you don't really know our players. You don't know the good people that they are, the people that they are when they hang those shoulder pads and helmets up. And you've got a chance to experience that for 31 years now straight at the University of Alabama.
Yeah, and sometimes during those formative years when they're coming through the university, they're not quite the people that they, fortunately, that they become later.
Right.
A lot of them have issues, just like any young person does at that age. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so proud of the ones that we have had that have really done well when they got out of here, and they've learned so much from the system. Mm-hmm. That's one of the great things that I love about the University of Alabama athletics and the university itself, is the tradition part that we have helps those young men and women now too in the other sports, but to be to develop into some real great people. And that's the thing that I have enjoyed the most about seeing where some of these people have come from, how that when they come here, a lot of them have had a lot of issues, and they have some troubles when they get here. But after they leave and with what they've gone through, they become great citizens, they become great contributors and great, great for the University of Alabama and the state of Alabama as well. And that's the part that I enjoy the most about being around these young athletes. And that's the thing I think is so great about college athletics. You know, there's a lot of things going on and now and so forth that people complain about and all. But I tell you, college athletics has done so much to help develop young people and to bring them along and bring them into society and so that they can make a difference out there in the real world.
Agreed, Coach. Now, when you came back to Alabama, and again, I'm going to guess here, it was you, probably two or three other guys, and some student trainers. And, you know, you've grown now where you're director of sports medicine, overseeing trainers for different sports. I mean, you've got to just scratch your head sometimes when you look back and you see just in the past 30 years how much more emphasis is put on sports training and how many more resources now are directed to have the best sports medicine program that you can possibly have.
Yeah, and of course, I actually retired as a director of sports medicine in 2010, they brought me back to help with just be an advisor and also to help coordinate travel for football. Mm-hmm. So I really, in 2010, gave up that portion of my career. But, you know, when I was here, we had about 4 to 6 athletic training students that handled all sports. Mm-hmm. And I had me an assistant that handled all sports.
Right.
And so, actually 2 assistants. One of them that was with us, Sang Lida, took over basketball and some of the other sports. But, you know, now we have a curriculum here. We actually have 61 athletic training students in our curriculum program and 14 to 16 full-time athletic trainers. So, yeah, it's changed quite a bit since those days. And mm-hmm. I look back now and I don't know how in the world we ever did it. And I'm sure that we didn't give the care to all the student athletes that we needed to, but we tried to, and we had a great program, and we had a great medical team here in Tuscaloosa that helped me take care of all those student athletes. But right now, you know, the numbers, they have more numbers. I mean, they'll take 14 to 16 students with them to a game, and I was lucky if I had 3.
Right.
And it's really made a difference. It's improve the quality of care mm-hmm. that we're able to give our student athletes and to make sure that they're taken care of. And we have a tremendous sports medicine program now. And I'm just glad that Jeff Allen, our head athletic trainer, is here and is really making a difference with all of our other sports.
Right, and Coach, and I got, after I got out of coaching, went to work for Dr. Andrews there in Birmingham and Dr. Kane. Of course, those are orthopedic surgeons for the University of Alabama. It's amazing the type care and service that these athletes get, you know, and of course, being able to see it firsthand. It's just, I would never believe that even 25 years ago, 25 years ago, that athletes would be as well taken care of as they are now with all the therapy that they get right after practice and those type things, the cold and the hot pool that they walk through after practice. I mean, it is, you know, it's sports medicine, but it really is a science, isn't it?
Well, it really is, and it's changed so much during my time, and I'm so glad it has. You know, the techniques that we have now are so much better. As far as surgical techniques, as far as treatment techniques, prevention techniques, and also the rehabilitation, which is such a vital part of that. And, of course, a lot of that's been done through the development of a lot of the electronic equipment that we have available now that we didn't used to have back then in those days. Most of the time we just had maybe a warm and a cold whirlpool and mm-hmm. maybe a stem machine or something and maybe hot packs and things of that nature. and that was what was available to us. And the changes have been made now because of all of the advanced knowledge and the research and study that's been done in sports injuries and so forth. It just truly made a big difference in being able to make sure that the student athletes try to do, first of all, for the prevention part of it, but then the treatment part of it, and then the post-treatment and rehab and so forth. It's changed so much that, athletes are getting so much better medical care than they've ever had before, and it's things that I'm really proud that we've been a part of that process as well. And so it's great to see that the student athletes are being taken care of as well as they are today.
Coach, I'm not going to put you on the spot and ask you to name a favorite athlete you've worked with or the favorite coach that you work for there at Alabama, but I am going to ask you about to give me a couple of your favorite experiences at Alabama, events that you've been a part of, and kind of your recollection of those.
Well, you know, there are so many instances and so many things that have happened with student athletes and coaches and so forth during that time, but, a lot that I remember early on is when Coach Stallings came, and I was just trying to make an impression, a good impression, to try to make sure that I kept my job and to be able to be here at Alabama. The first three games, we lost three starters in the first three games of his first year. Mm-hmm. And I thought that I probably would not be around for that fourth week. Or fourth game, trying to explain to him how that could happen. I mean, we lost him for the season. It wasn't just for, a day or two. And I remember that so well, and I just wondered if I was even going to make it through the end of the year. And then, of course, we went on and were able to get better, and then 3 years later or 2.5 years later, win the national championship. And that was such a great experience for me, that national championship season. Coach Stallings likes to make the comment after he thought about getting rid of me those first three games. he said that year, every player that started finished the season, mm-hmm. the last game. They played in the last game.
Right.
And, that don't happen. That don't happen anymore. I know that.
No, not
at
all.
And that was one of the reasons why we were able to basically win the national championship, is that mm-hmm. every player that we had that started the season was able to play in the last game of the season. And that just doesn't happen. And, you saw a lot of that this year, the things that we had happen this year with the linebacker position and so forth, losing four of them right up early, and other things that happened injury-wise. And so that was what made that year so exciting for me mm-hmm. Personally, because we were able to keep those players out on the field. We were able to keep them, so that they would be able to participate at the level that they need to participate at to win a national championship. And the way that we did it, and the team that we beat, and how our players rose to the occasion to win that, it's just unbelievable. And then, somewhat similar to what we did this year in the final play of the game. You had whatever you had to do to win, you did.
Right.
Yeah, and you won. And that was the thing that made it, that game so exciting. But, we had Derek Thomas, when I came, he had a bad foot problem, and we didn't know what we were going to do with him and so forth as far as being able to keep him where he could still participate. We knew he was going to be a high draft choice, and he knew that too. But he wanted to play, and he wanted to participate, and we had to develop some special arch pads and intersoles for him to be able to finish the season without having to have surgery, because surgery at his position could have ruined his career, really. Mm-hmm. At that time, we didn't have some of the techniques that we do now. Mm-hmm. But that was a great thing for me to see him be able to participate at the level that he did, in order for him to be able to be successful, and then not only here, but then when he went to the pros as well.
Coach, before I let you go, I've just got to ask you this. Growing up in Alabama during the era that we did, you always heard about Alabama and the Rose Bowl, and And no one ever really expected Alabama to go back to the Rose Bowl in any way, shape, or form. And, of course, now you did make a regular season trip out under Coach DuBose. So that's probably forgettable, and we'll quit talking about that, UCLA in a regular season game. But, you know, growing up with the fight song, hearing the lore and everything of Alabama being in the Rose Bowl, it had to be special back in that 2009 season to be able to go in with that Alabama football team and Coach Saban's first national championship and earn it against Texas in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, it really was, because nobody really thought we deserved to be there, to be honest with you. A lot of people thought that, that wasn't something where we needed to be. We needed to play somewhere else and do that, and that us going against a team like Texas and so forth, we really need to be somewhere else. And for us to go out there and to make that trip and to go through all the things, I mean, people just that aren't a part of it don't really realize the distractions that a team has, that they have in a place like that, and all the things that's required of them, and all the people that want to do touchy-feely and, just have a part of the team and so forth. And a lot of people just don't realize all the things that those players go through, and the coaches too, to be able to prepare a team to go out there and to play as well as we did and to win that game. And, people still, a lot of people, especially the older people, remember when Alabama went out and had to go out by train
right
out there to play at the Rose Bowl. And, everybody kept bringing those kind of things up and so forth. But that was just an outstanding team effort. And the coaches and the players, they were focused on what they wanted to do and how they wanted to do it. And that's what made the difference out there for us. I was just so proud of the way that our players behaved while they were there, but also played while they were there too. And, and I think that really people started really starting to learn how good that we can be. And it was just a great feeling to go back into the Rose Bowl and win that game.
Coach, I've taken up far too much of your time today, but I could talk to you all day, but I appreciate you taking a few moments and being with us here and sharing some of your experiences. And, you got 17 now. You were telling me that next week y'all start on Coach Saban's Habitat for Humanity, the 17th home that you built there in the Tuscaloosa area. And best wishes going forward.
Well, thank you. And that just makes me proud of Coach Saban and Miss Terry, for them to be able to help finance the building of those houses. And the last three of them, I've asked that my group of men who have gone and built something for the last 30 years in a row could be a part of that, and they've allowed us to. In fact, we start next Monday on it, and we're really looking forward to doing that and getting it started. And for the people that, and most of these people, of course, are the ones that were devastated when the tornado came through Tuscaloosa. Many of them still don't have the homes that they had or a place to go. So that's what makes it so special, because these are going to people that lost everything and have the opportunity to move into a brand new home. So that's what makes it exciting, and that's what I appreciate coaching Miss Saban so much for.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. We look forward to visiting with you again real soon. Bill McDonald, University of Alabama Athletic Department. We'll be right back after this quick break.